grade A content with some filler. Lots of filler. The Made with Rib Meat of morning shows. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
All right, so we wanted to know if blank was an Olympic event, you would win the gold medal. 280-1025.
Ken's balancing his checkbook. I'm skimming pools, and Colleen is a patient person.
Well,
was that so difficult for you to say?
A little. That I don't like being.
That one is quite in dispute.
I don't like telling our listeners fibs.
As I said in our last break, you are truly a gold medal winner in making sounds when you can't think of a comeback.
Wowie zowie.
You like the and the
Okay. Oh, well, aren't you two just so observant?
Yep, that's us. 280-1025. Jordan and Altoona now. How about you, Jordan? What is it?
Being the most annoying person at my work.
Congratulations.
What do you do to earn this title?
Make a lot of random noises and just... When people are trying to work, I just keep talking to them.
Like random noises, as in like sound effects, or just like something like that?
Mostly sound effects.
Okay,
well that's fun.
Like, well, share a couple with us. How would you annoy us if we worked with you?
Me thinking I'm good at doing goofy. Gosh.
That's actually pretty good.
I know.
But maybe on a daily basis. Yeah, I can see. Okay. All right, Jordan. Hey, thanks for the call. You have a good day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. And now Drew on the phone from Altoona. Drew, all right. What's it for you, Drew?
I would win a gold medal in leveling.
In leveling?
I am obsessed with keeping things level. Yes. You know, a level that has the bubble and,
yeah.
The liquid and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I've got a pocket-sized one. I keep it with me. And if you're baking a cake, I'm going to make sure it's level. If I'm out getting a bite or a drink, you know I'm leveling off those tables.
Oh, and
that's the most important time.
I mean, what do your friends say to you, Justin? I mean, when you break out your, I'm sorry, pocket level.
Yeah. See, the thing is when I was building the retaining wall, I was obsessed with leveling every brick.
Well, sure.
My wife would drive her crazy. She'd be like, you've spent how many minutes on that one brick? And she would come out and look and go, it's close enough. And I'd be like, no, it's got to be in the middle. But it was not, that was for building something.
Right.
You carry yours around. Yeah. Huh.
That's how you catch the fever. It starts with a home project, and then you've got it on a Jenga game.
If I ever catch leveling fever, just let me go.
All right, Justin, thanks for the call. You have a good day. Take care.
Mornings in Altoona are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. On Star 102.5.